This special edition of Straight Talk is brought to you by University College and Extension Services, celebrating 35 years of providing educational access and opportunity.
Straight Talk is brought to you in part by Southern California Edison. For over 100 years, life powered by Edison. The Press Telegram, your local news leader for over 100 years. And Long Beach Magazine, coastal living, city style.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. Tonight we're broadcasting down the road from our regular studio for a special presentation with CSULB President F. King Alexander. We're here in the Advanced Media Production Television Studio at California State University, Long Beach. Advanced Media Production is a division of University College and Extension Services here on our campus. President Alexander, welcome back to Straight Talk.
It's great to be back. Thank you for having me, and welcome back to campus, Art.
Thank you so much. The budget situation is a critical one. Most of our regular viewers are aware of the substantial cuts being proposed by the governor in state funding for education. Would you speak to that and its impact on the system and on your campus?
Well, it's a serious issue, and we certainly understand the federal issues with the deficit. We've got federal concerns, the housing issues, the deficit that we're looking at as a nation, and many of this has spillover effects on our state. Certainly our state revenue projections, the May revise indicates what we suspected, that things aren't getting much better in California. We do understand that. What we, though, as a university, as an educational institution, we also understand the investment power of what our institution does in the state of California and in other states as an educational institution. Our schools, our community colleges, our universities are truly investments. They're investments, and in fact, our own economic impact study indicates that we have a $4.41 return for every dollar invested in our students and our university right here in our Southern California area and Long Beach community. So we do think that this is even a more significant issue, because 10%, when you cut education 10%, at a time when higher education has never been needed more by society, you're also essentially cutting 10% more. You will have 10% less engineers, 10% less nurses, 10% less school teachers. And you look at the hard
so
numbers.
The system will have to limit access if these proposed cuts
precisely
stay.
In fact, we will be 10,000 students less. We'll have less. We're anticipating 10,000 more students going into the California State University next year. Those students will not have an opportunity to attend next year.
Well, so aside from the moral issue of denying young men and women the opportunity to get an education and advance themselves, as you mentioned, it's really hurting the state, because these are the taxpayers of the future.
And they indeed are the taxpayers. In fact, one out of every six students in American higher education resides in one of the California universities or community colleges.
Wow.
So of 18 million students in higher education, one out of six resides right here in the state, which means that we have the potential to dig ourselves out of a bad economy much quicker by having a higher educated workforce if we educate those numbers. Many states don't have those types of numbers coming out of high schools, nor do they have those types of numbers already embedded in their higher education systems. We've got that human capital right here.
I know that many feel, and I think you share the view, that historically the availability of high-quality, low-cost higher education in California has been a main cause of California's economic growth and success.
It has been the main course, and that's one reason why higher education in California has been seen as a model throughout the United States. It's not only a model in the way it operates and it functions according to its master plan when it originated in the early 1960s, but it's been a model because it's enabled California to bounce out of bad economies rather quickly. California has been able to transform and reinvent itself faster than any other state when it comes to relying on certain industries or changing over and becoming a computer or tech-based society from agriculture, or being able to do both at the same time.
And I know, because we talked about this last year, that with the jobs being shipped abroad because of lower manufacturing costs and offshoring and all that, the future is really a knowledge-based economy, and what we provide here is knowledge.
That's the irony of these cuts. The irony hits at a time when it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat, you want widespread access to higher education because you know our students not only have to start now, but they have to finish what they start. These cuts not only limit those numbers of students who start higher education, but also slow down the ones that are already in the pipeline because of course reductions, summer school reductions, and it prolongs their exit, and which also means that they stay in the system longer, further clogging up the pipeline for new students to get in. So there's a multiplier effect in all of this, which basically kicks us back about 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
And it is economically, it's a devastating situation.
Let me just hold up a flyer that was distributed at a rally this spring where the president spoke, Councilwoman Suja Lowenthal was there, other community leaders, trustee Craig Smith. And at the bottom of the flyer, you can see CSULB or CSU is the solution. It's not the problem, it's the solution. And there were thousands of students at that rally.
There were thousands. We had 2,000 right here. And our students were wonderful. Our faculty came out, our staff came out. It was really a wonderful rally. But we need to sustain these concerns because there truly is a difference between a state investment and a state expenditure. And in fact, you can choose, and these are societal choices. We can choose to incarcerate one person, or we can choose for the same amount of money send 6 students to Cal State Long Beach for each year. And that's an important decision because sometimes the incarceration takes a lot longer than it takes our students to get out of the system and become taxpaying citizens back to California.
And your university, our university, has been rated as best, one of the best in the West, and a great bargain for taxpayers at about a $6,000 per FTE cost. What a bargain.
It's a tremendous bargain, and it's a bargain for our students and parents as well, because we are one of the most affordable universities in the United States. The California State University system is one of the most affordable in the United States. And most of our students, and at a time when student loan debt is a national crisis for many institutions,
yes,
many states, only 1 in 3 of our students walks across the graduation stage in debt, and they walk across the stage, those that have debt, with half the debt of the national average.
That is fantastic.
That gives them a good start in life.
Yeah. Well, this show is being taped in late April, and graduation week, when it will be aired, webcast throughout the world in late May, there may be some resolution or more definition of how this budget problem is going.
Well, we're certainly watching it, and I think that California, in fairness to the assembly members and our senators, state senators, we really don't know where the California economy is going to be next month, and we're trying to find the bottom of this, and hopefully we'll bottom out this month so that we can start making some better decisions and projections.
Okay, we'll be continuing the discussion with the Prez after these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of Laserfiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with Laserfiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
Welcome back. We're continuing our conversation with F. King Alexander, the president of California State University, Long Beach. Some of our regular viewers may know that I've been a faculty member here for the last 35 years. There's never been a more exciting time here on campus, Mr. President. And one of the exciting things is this Veterans University.
Actually, we've got a lot of things going on, and the Veterans University is something that we really, Dean Ron Vogel and our provost, we've been working on to try to get a lot of energy and excitement behind it. We've actually worked very well. We've got the director, Ron Norby, over at the Veterans Administration has done an excellent job, and we've had many...
Just for the record, right next to our California State University campus is a Veterans Administration hospital.
That's right. It's a very large hospital. It serves many of our veterans, and it has a very large campus. And what we have proposed in our Veterans University is to do numerous things, particularly in the health-related sciences, health sciences in terms of nursing, physical therapy, audiology, counseling, other very important areas that have great educational value to returning veterans, returning soldiers, actually, from Iraq and Afghanistan. We've already seen that 7,000 have already come back and had their initial counseling experiences at our very own Veterans Administration Hospital right here.
Amen to that. That is such a sensational
program. We want them to come in, attach to this university, use their GI Bills, but use it for educational purposes so that they can ingrain themselves back into the educational experience and then go on to do great things in life, just like the GIs did after World War II.
That is a sensational program. Our men's volleyball team is the champion of the Mountain Pacific Sports Federation, and by the time the show airs, we'll know whether or not they made it to the NCAA Final Four, and if so, what happened?
Well, it's Allen has got our team playing at peak performance. They weren't predicted to do much. It's a very young team, but I think this team earned its stripes this summer. I would go jogging through campus, and I went through the gold mine on a couple occasions. They were in there in the heat of the summer. They were in there working out on their own all summer long.
Wow.
And now you're seeing the type. They're second in the United States behind Penn State right now. We hope by the time this airs that we'll be walking away with a national championship.
Wonderful. Ethics is very important to you and to so many of the faculty and students here on campus. Speak to some of the things that we're doing vis-a-vis ethics.
Well, ethics is an important component of what higher education does and what a university is supposed to instill in our students. And I think that in many ways we tackle ethical issues in so many different fields, from business to engineering to social work to so much of what we do on our campus. And oftentimes we don't associate ethics as being part of what we do. Well, it is so much of what we do in our teaching and our research. We've got to we've got to teach with ethical standards. We've got to conduct research in ethical ways so that we can really tackle the issues that permeate and challenge society to be a better place. And that's what our university is here to do.
And I know you have a leadership academy here on campus that has hundreds of students in it, and they get a special certificate signed by you if they go through the hours
of
training that are...
We have dozens of students who have gone through this leader, and actually hundreds up to now have gone through the Leadership Academy, and the message to them is this. The message is quite simple. It's a simple message that says that you can come here and go to class, or you can come here and take part in the entire university experience. When you do that, you move into leadership capacities in student government, in ASI, in club sports, in intercollegiate sports, in forensics, in all kinds of areas. And we think that our students will get twice the education by coming to this institution and choosing to get involved and move into leadership activities while they're here. Plus, they learn the skills necessary to move into leadership positions when they leave here much sooner and more frequently as citizens around us.
And as a faculty advisor to two student organizations, I can vouch to the value of getting involved and being an officer and a leader within those student organizations, the value of that to the students.
We have great students, and many of our students latch on as freshmen. Some of our students catch on as juniors. We're just hopeful that every one of our students catches on at some point during their collegiate careers so that they can take advantage of the hundreds and hundreds of programs and opportunities that we have to network and to learn leadership skills.
Another exciting program that was started this year, as you know, is the Distinguished Speaker Series. And in fact, we had Michael Josephson, who is a national expert on ethics as our first distinguished speaker.
And that worked very well, first time ever, and you played, and Art, you played a wonderful role in managing and orchestrating that, and it took a great leadership to do that, so we appreciate all your work in making that a wonderful success for our university and the community. We had hundreds and hundreds of people participate in the speaker series, both the pre-speaker events as well as the speech, and it resonated. It resonated for weeks on our campus, the after effects.
Well, I'm pleased to share with you what I mentioned before we went on air, that we're doing it again next year, and we've just confirmed as our distinguished speaker for next October a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter, one of the most decorated reporters of our generation, Seymour Hersh.
That'll be fantastic. That's a great addition to the Distinguished Lecture Series, Speaker Series, and we can't wait to have him on campus and to generate the same kind or even increased student, faculty, community support in the Speaker Series.
Thank you. Well, again, we have to take a break. We'll be continuing a conversation with the President after these messages.
Bill Trainees mixes California style with continental cuisine that includes fresh seafood from around the world. Since Phil is the chef, the menu has a wide variety of pastas, salads, soups, and appetizers that feature his unique personal touch. And the Italian-American signature dishes are simply beyond delicious. You never know who you're going to run into at Trainees, from the famous sports legends on the Wall of Fame to local celebrities having a drink at the bar. For the best fine dining experience, visit Phil Trainees.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
Sometimes you just need a good lawyer. Sometimes life is complicated, unfair, or you may be wrongfully accused. Hi, I'm Rich Poland. I've been helping people in Long Beach for over 25 years. You've already taken me into your home. I'm on the back of your big phone book. I've helped your kids reach the table. I've even held the door open for you. The State Bar has certified me as a criminal law specialist. I'm here to help because sometimes you just need a good lawyer.
Welcome to Maury's of Naples. Maury's is a unique store specializing in wine, spirits, beers, gift baskets, gourmet foods, and European specialties. Upon entering, you'll encounter a vast selection and a staff that is more than willing to assist you. Take time to look around. You'll be amazed. Wine and beer tasting is held every week. Visit Maury's.com to get the latest information. Maury's of Naples, since 1938, where customer satisfaction is our top priority.
We're back in this wonderful conversation with F. King Alexander, president of California State University Long Beach. There have been some major fundraising efforts, including a magnificent gift to the music department.
Yes, we recently announced the creation of the first music conservatory west of the Mississippi River at a public university in the last 50 years, and that's
wow.
The Bob Cole Conservatory of Music. And thanks to a generous donation of $16.5 million, which is our largest gift in history, we'll now be able to take talented individuals, talented students from all over the United States and California and Southern California, give them an opportunity to come in as Cole Scholars to learn to play music.
Does
with
that
some
mean
of the best
fee waivers, basically?
That's basic full fee waivers.
So this is
completed.
Like a President's Scholars Program for music.
For top musicians.
Wow.
Or musicians that couldn't afford the right types of coaches or the right types of teachers.
Wow.
And many of them, we have our first class coming in next year. We have 25 Cole Scholars coming in who will be able to not worry about financing their
collegiate degree. I didn't fully realize what that meant.
That's what it does. It provides us, plus the national recognition that it gives us as a university, yeah. A conservatory of music, puts us among the best in the country.
Was Mr. Cole an alum?
Mr. Cole was not an alum, but he lived and worked in Long Beach and has great ties to Long Beach and loved the university and understood the true value of our university and the mission of what we do at this university, which is to serve those students who are in our area, but to also reach out and serve students who might not have a lot of chances to go on to
college. Thank you so much, Mr. Cole. That is just wonderful.
It's a wonderful family.
The president's Forum on International Human Rights, which you started this past year. Tell us about that.
Well, this past year we started and we initiated the first ever President's International Forum on Human Rights, and we focused on modern genocide and global responsibility. We had over 10,000 people come. We had speakers from all over the United States. We focused on from the Armenian issues to the certainly the Holocaust, as well as the Cambodian issues. We brought many of our Cambodian partners, even in the Long Beach community. First time many of them ever came to campus.
Really?
And they came to numerous events during that week. It was a wonderful outreach tool and learning tool for our campus about the some of the most pressing issues that we deal with as a globe, as a society, that we can actually have an impact as our students move on to do things. And this year I'm pleased to announce that we're going to continue, because we had such a wonderful success, we're going to continue the forum, the President's International Human Rights Forum. We're going to focus on First Amendment freedoms, freedom of belief and expression. As you know, religion, religious intolerance is something that has grown throughout the world, and this is an important freedom that the United States played an instrumental role in laying the foundation for other countries. And this First Amendment freedom is absolutely vital and has become a worldwide human right issue in many places throughout the globe.
Absolutely. And as you know, I teach law and ethics, and based in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence, no value is held more dearly in our society than freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech and belief. And I think that that is the true, and that even gets distorted within our own country when many people try to rewrite the Bill of Rights and rewrite the Constitution. And it's nice to say that we have the Center for First Amendment Studies right here on our campus.
They don't get any better than Craig Smith.
And Craig Smith is absolutely fantastic director of that program, and we're expecting very big things of that center in the future.
Well, we'll look for that in the future. That's great. This show is being webcast, as we mentioned earlier, throughout the world as part of the three-day graduation ceremonies at California State University, Long Beach. And I know you attend each of the 9 separate ceremonies for each of the colleges, and graduation is a very special time for you and the whole Long Beach community.
It's a tremendous time for our university. It's the greatest outcome we could have as a university. We'll graduate 8,200 students at the end of this month, and they'll bring 10 to 12 visitors apiece and family and friends, and it's a celebration for our university, it's a celebration for our students, but just as importantly, it's a celebration for our community, Long Beach and Southern California, because these students are now going into the economy to apply what they've learned, and I'm pleased to say that what most people may not know is that the number of graduates that we put into the economy every year places us 23rd in the nation.
Wow.
We have more bachelor's degree students that go on and get their undergraduate degrees in the University of Michigan and the University of Purdue. And they go right into our Long Beach economy, right into the Orange County economy. And that's why these budget issues are so important, because when you talk about investments, when those students walk across the stage and their lives are changed, so is our economy and our local communities' lives changed forevermore.
And I know many of them are first-generation college students, and because I meet their parents at graduation, and they're so proud of the young man or woman who's getting the degree. They never had the chance to do it, and they worked hard to give that opportunity to their kids.
35% of our students are what we call Pell Grant eligible, which we equate to basically being first-generation students. It's the first in their families to graduate, and that will have intergenerational effects in their families from now on.
Yeah.
So we are very pleased to have to be able to not only educate those who had opportunities, who have always had opportunities, but to reach to those and change the lives. That's what we do at this university, is change lives. And when they graduate, that is where the real impact begins to be felt.
Well, King, this is your third graduation. You started as president January 1st, 2006. How does it feel to be going through 3 of these very special ceremonies and just a quick look back on your 3 years here.
Oh, I'd say it's just I've learned so much about our campus. I've learned so much about our area. We are positioned as a university to do amazing things in the future. We're not the cause of criticism, and we've been in the debates in Washington and Sacramento. In fact, we hold our numbers up against anybody in terms of productivity, in terms of efficiency, in terms of affordability, and the fact that we serve so many students and so many students from lower income backgrounds and diverse student populations. Sure. We are a university of the future, and many universities will be like us in the future as they progress. But right now, we are perfectly positioned as an institution to serve society and to do exactly what Abraham Lincoln thought the land-grant universities in the 1860s when he devised the Land-Grant Act. He thought that these institutions should serve society. Well, that's exactly what we do.
Okay, we'll be back with the remaining portions of our show after these messages.
Welcome to McKenna's on the Bay, where fine dining is complemented with a breathtaking view. McKenna's is a restaurant of incredible ambiance, providing service and cuisine with style, class, and romance. The menu offers a variety of appetizers, serious seafood, prime steaks, an oyster bar, and specialty entrees for either lunch or dinner. McKenna's on the Bay features patio dining, nightly entertainment, and two banquet facilities. No matter what your occasion, McKenna's on the Bay is like being on vacation. Join us today at McKenna's on the Bay.
Original Renaissance Pleasure Fair, now in L.A. at Santa Fe Dam.
Care of those who are closest to you, from our family to yours. McCarty's Jewelry, since 1932.
At Naples Rib Company, we've been around for over 20 years for a lot of good reasons.
Our banquet and catering services,
our takeout and delivery,
and our great commercials.
Food fit for a king.
Naples Rib Company, for a real meal and a family deal. So we don't do great commercials. Find out what we do best at Naples Rib Company.
A wonderful interview with a remarkable man, our president. I've been teaching here for 35 years and never more enthusiastic about the future of this university. And so, King, thank you for joining us here on campus and for all you do to the students and faculty and staff here on campus.
Thank you, Art. It's great to be back on your show.
Thank you. And thank you all for joining us, and particular thanks to the crew of Advanced Media Production at Cal State Long Beach for hosting us in their studio for tonight's show. Please join us next week for the next edition of Straight Talk. Good night, everyone.